Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 18, we discussed how the total destruction of Babylon illustrates the curse that God places on those that curse Israel. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Verse 29 of Jeremiah 50 says, "Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow. Camp against it round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her worth, according to all that she hath done. Do unto her, for she hath been proud against the Lord and against the Holy One of Israel." Now, boy, I tell you what, if there's a verse to look at and say, boy, that is right online. And understand, that verse was written close to 70 years before the fall of Babylon. And boy, it's right down the line. The Medo-Persian army had Babylon surrounded outside, and they didn't care because that great city wall of Babylon, you could ride four chariots of horses abreast on that wall, on the top of that wall. It was a wide wall. It was a high wall. In the past, people tried to make mounds and all that to go up to the wall, and of course, they'd be easily defeated. There'd be catapults up on the wall. There'd be boiling water and oils and other things, and climbing that wall was ridiculous. And so the people inside the city cared little about those down there, because what were they going to do? However, there was a river that ran under the wall into the city. And so in the night, the Medo-Persian army dammed up the water, dried up the way that their armies might walk through on the riverbed underneath, and they crossed in to the city. And I say all that because we also know at that time Belshazzar was using the cups wherefrom? The temple of God, to put in his wine, to drink wine, and to party. And he desecrated the holy things of worship. And that's what we saw in verse 28, the vengeance of his temple. Now let's go on here in Jeremiah 50 and verse 30. "Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith the Lord." Well, friend, I can tell you this. History records it happens that way. And as Daniel made the prophecy to Belshazzar that he would die that night, Belshazzar did. And that night, the empire changed from Babylon to the Medo-Persian Empire. Then verse 31 continues there, Jeremiah 50. "Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith the Lord God of hosts, for thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee, and the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up. I will kindle a fire in his cities. It shall devour all around about him." Now, notice there, "none shall raise him up" is significant in Jeremiah 50, verse 32. It's not like the Soviet Union, remember? We saw the Soviet Union right back around 1990, fall, break up into its various states. But now we see it regaining power. Well, this that happened to Babylon is still down today, and it has not regained its power. Now we go reading on in verse 33 there of Jeremiah 50. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast, and they refused to let them go. Again, God curses those that curse Israel. And so he says in verse 34, their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Now, God gave rest to the land of Judah and Israel, and there was a purpose for that. God had told Israel that every seventh year they were to let the land rest. They weren't to plant or harvest that seventh year. Well, Israel thought they knew better, and so they went ahead and they planted their fields every 7 years. Well, that went on for 490 years. So that means if you divide 7 into 490, which they should have rested every seventh year, you come up with 70 years that Israel had transgressed against the God of not letting the land rest. So what did God do? He puts Israel in captivity for 70 years. Now, friend, don't mess with God, okay? He is a God of judgment. Now, look at verse 35. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her. And they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. For it is a land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Now again, we look at verse 2 of our text in Revelation 18. Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Now, if he says that Babylon is fallen, and now here she is, she's raised up again in our era, then she was not down forever. Now, Nebuchadnezzar's day, they had many gods, just like we just read in verse 38 here of Jeremiah 50, because it was a land of graven image, and they were mad upon their idols. There was in Babylon the Tower of Baal. It had 8 towers, each 75 feet high. There were winding stairways to their summit. Atop of these towers was a chapel. The chapel was made 600 feet high. And the chapel contained the most expensive furniture of any place of worship in the world. One golden image alone was 45 feet high. Now, that image would have been valued at $17,500,000. But wait a minute. That image was valued at that back in 1919, okay? Gold costs just a little bit more than that today. I mean, we're looking, what, $1,000 an ounce? Back in 1919, when Clarence Larkin did the work to study this and to research this, he took the whole of all the utensils, and it was estimated back in 1919 then, when they put it all together, to be worth $200 million. Well, my friend, we would be looking at the billions today, that which was of all gold. Now look back again at chapter 17, verse 2. There it says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Then we look at chapter 18, verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. So we see these words coming up before us. One thing we know, that 17:2 and 18:3 shows that this lady is very, very, very rich. And if it's two different ones, at least they're both very affluent. Now, as you continue in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 39, it says, therefore, the wild beast of the desert, with the wild beast of the islands, shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever. Neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As we've said, many have tried to go back into Babylon and reestablish it, but it hasn't gone on from generation to generation. And you'll notice that he said there in verse 39, forever, when talking about Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon. Again, they may dwell in it for a while, but God made it dry and desolate, and they're not going to continue in it. Verse 40 of Jeremiah 50 says, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Now, isn't it interesting that God says, I'm going to destroy Babylon, and never again is it going to be inhabited? And I want you to know what I mean by that. As an example, I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, God says, and its neighbor cities. And just like no man abides in Sodom and Gomorrah, no man is going to abide in Babylon any longer. Now, if you're going to be consistent and say that the old Babylon, that old city, is raised up again and becomes the major political city of the world, then it seems like Sodom will be raised up, and it also will be like it was many years ago. Now, friend, God says what he means, and he makes no mistakes or misapplications. When he used Sodom and Gomorrah as an example, he basically was saying, when I say that it's not going to be brought up again, it's not going to be resurrected again, this city is not going to be vibrant once again, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. That should be enough for any of us. Now, let's look at another passage in Jeremiah chapter 25. Now, this one will be verses 9 through 12. Jeremiah 25, verses 9 through 12. And again, these are talking about old Babylon of Nebuchadnezzar's day. That old Babylon was destroyed. Notice what it says, beginning in verse 9. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, that is against Israel, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and perpetual desolations. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, and the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.